Hello, world, and welcome to a series of unfortunate sequels, where we explore the highs
and the lows
of cinema's most enduring franchises. My name is John.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today, we're going to be talking about, surely this must be the low, this is the highest rated movie in the Blood Rain franchise, Blood Rain, The Third Reich, which is the third one.
Yep.
This came out in 2011 and has a 3.0 on IMDb.
I think this might be our lowest rated, highest rated movie.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not too far away from just being our lowest rated, so.
And the lowest rated Blood Rain won't be that much lower than this one, which I think made us hesitate to do it, but like... I gotta know.
First UA Bowl movie.
I'm pretty sure I don't think I've seen any other of his films. I had heard a lot of horrible things about these from probably just a couple of friends who liked the video game. Had you seen any Blood Rain movie?
I hadn't, no.
No, had you played the games?
I hadn't played the games
either. No, me neither.
So I don't know how much are like taken straight from the games.
I imagine there's not a Nazi Blood Rain game, but...
Well, maybe they just never made Blood Rain 3, Third Reich.
I will say, this movie came out 2 years after Inglourious Basterds, and I'm a little curious if... Is it UA Bowl? I think I always called him UA Bowl.
I think it's UA Bowl.
UA Bowl. UA Bowl.
I feel like I only ever see his name written. The only time I ever heard it actually said was on the news when other directors were criticizing his movies. So he challenged them to boxing matches.
Okay. Sure.
Because, you know, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. We're rambling a bit because... like nothing fucking happens in this movie.
A lot happens. How dare you?
There's some pure comedy gold in it, though. Oh, God.
There's some good moments. So the movie starts off with a little history lesson about Hitler set to the Fallout theme.
Just in case you're unaware of Hitler.
Now, have you heard about this Hitler guy?
Have you heard of Hitler?
He did some bad stuff.
Yeah. We get to hear it in the beautiful narration of our protagonist, Rain, who sounds like she's reading... Basically, anytime she has some kind of monologue, it felt like she was reading her poetry in, like, an open mic night, but as, like, a 14-year-old, so she's not confident yet, and she's really nervous, and the poetry's not very good.
Yeah.
That's really what it... I'm pretty sure some of these quotes were, like, on my friend's MySpace selfies.
Absolutely.
Right.
And it's weird because she's obviously the narrator, but the narrations are not in her, like, tone whatsoever.
Oh, man. It's so funny. Like, she sounds so bored with herself. Like, I think she fell asleep during these.
She definitely read with the enthusiasm of somebody fighting to stay awake while reading. Now, we're also going to get a lot of real weird lingering shots of a train for a very long time to start this movie.
Mm-hmm. The whole opening of this movie is watching people, Jewish people, get shuttled into a concentration camp. And this movie is an hour and 19 minutes long. This is about 6 of those minutes.
Yeah. And it was a bunch of, like, kind of short clips that would, like, fade in and then fade out, kind of like they were being viewed by someone who was, again, fighting to stay awake.
During this
And their
narration.
Eyes are just closing and opening.
And in the background, this really bored vampire is like, there are these people judging others. Nazis.
Motherfuckers.
She did end it by saying fucking Nazis, but she didn't say it with like the hatred that you would expect.
Right?
It had the most emotion out of everything that she'd said, but that's not saying a lot. Fucking Nazis. Yeah. Oh, God.
So then we get what had to have been the worst opening action sequence I've ever seen, where our protagonist just wildly flails her two swords around as henchmen haplessly walk into them for her. And there's actually like one exchange between two, like there's one random ass guard and this one random ass, like, you know, resistance person that we don't know and never see again. And that's like a decently choreographed exchange with back and forth hits.
Those were the two like professional stunt people.
Yeah. She didn't get any of that. No, there was none of that.
Yeah. I mean, all of the fight scenes in this movie, I think were bad. Yes.
Yes.
You could tell me. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was definitely the worst one, absolutely. Which is interesting to open the movie with your worst fight scene.
It was a choice.
Yeah. But it was like, it was that instance, if you've ever seen it, of like a fight scene being slowed down because the person doing it isn't good. And so they have to like really slow it down so they can hit all of the choreographed notes.
And you'll see this several times too. Slow it down and then go ahead and speed it up again in post.
Good stuff.
Yeah, which we'll see in just a second as she's about to fight a Nazi commandant who's on this train.
He's our villain.
He's our villain. She's about to stab him, but then, you know, he gets her talking, so someone sneaks up behind her and shoots her. Her blood sprays into his mouth, and then so she stabs him and then bites him, which she thought, I guess, would kill him, but since her blood got in him, instead he turns into a vampire.
I mean, we don't have backstory on Blood Rain. Maybe she's only been a vampire for like 2 weeks and she's unaware.
Maybe by the third movie, she's still in her second week as a vampire.
Well, I think that
they're all real times.
I think the second movie takes place after this one.
It's true. And we mentioned the second one has one of the same characters, right?
It has one of the same actors. The lead resistance guy, Nathaniel, is also in Blood Rain 2. He's playing a different dude, but he's the same actor. He's also in Leprechaun Origins, which is the lowest rated Leprechaun movie. That's where John and I recognized him from.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great track record.
And you'll see this in a lot of UA Bowl movies where he just kind of reuses the same actors over and over again.
Yeah.
I feel like not often in the same franchise, though, with two actors playing different characters.
Another
bold move, but you do you.
But not, like, as a joke, like, on purpose.
Or like, you do a UA as...
John, just keep going.
UA do UA. Anywho, so... as we were watching it, she comes out and attacks the Nazis at the same time as a bunch of, like, resistance fighters. We assumed they were working together because...
What are the odds?
It was just framed that way.
Yeah.
And apparently they weren't. They were just as surprised to see Blood Rain there as she was to see them.
I think her name's just Rain.
Yeah. Or maybe they just shorten it to Rain because they're intimate.
I guess. Maybe. Yeah, we don't really know the relationship between the head resistance guy Nathaniel and Rain. They like kind of seem to know each other but kind of don't seem to know each other. She has a dream at some point that looked like it was really like old. I have no idea. Nothing is explained in this
movie. Is explained. Maybe they know each other. Maybe there were deleted scenes that they were just like, people will fucking work it out. Like, who knows?
This movie can't be longer than an hour and 19 minutes. No one's gonna sit through it.
Yeah. They weren't wrong. We were checking the timestamp after 40. So the freedom fighters or the resistance fighters, they were expecting a shipment of guns on this train and got prisoners instead.
Aw, damn.
Bummer.
It.
That guy's pissed.
It's very weird.
Fuck. So not they decide to rescue them instead.
Not a good way to get us to like this dude.
Yeah. Like they do end up rescuing him, but like
it was
clearly Rain's idea.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna take him, right? He's like, God damn it, now I have to. All right, fine.
I really want to paint the picture of what this entire setting is like. It's the 1940s Germany, right? Everyone looks like they're in the 1940s Germany. Rain looks like she stepped out of Hot Topic. Straight out of Hot Topic. It is, and I'm not exaggerating. She also kind of has like this weird like aviator hat on the entire movie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why. And then like this long leather trench coat, kind of like Underworld, like how they all have to wear. But in Underworld, like they all looked like that and it was fine and it was like modern day and it worked. But this does not work. She's wearing like these cheap like pleather looking corset. With the red and the black look was very big then. And it's like all, like she has black hair with like these bright red streaks.
Bright red
How
streaks.
Did she get them?
Who knows?
Hair dye was very different then. But yeah, I could not
Maybe
get over.
It's her blood.
I really couldn't get over how she looked in this.
It was distracting.
I know. At the very least, like go with like a Van Helsing look where it actually looks like she's from an older time. But she looked like she was a goth from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've been rambling about that too long.
Meanwhile, on the Nazi front, there's a doctor doing some experiments on vampires. Now, there was a lieutenant that... He traveled with the commandant, and he brought the commandant to the doctor, I think because he knew that the doctor was into some experimental shit, and he didn't know what the hell was wrong with the commandant. The doctor immediately is like, oh, yeah, he's a vampire. I'm like, duh.
Thankfully, he discovered that.
Yeah.
This guy's the best character, by the way.
He is, oh, man.
It's bad.
He's everything that you would expect in a 3.0 movie performance.
Yeah, he's doing like this vaguely European accent the whole time. It's not good either.
And no. And it shifts at random times.
Yeah.
There was that one point where he shifted into something that sounded like vaguely Mexican.
Yes!
It was like...
Yeah! It was super weird.
And this, for the record, this isn't like some no-name dude who, like, this is his only credit. This dude's been in a ton of shit, and like a lot of it's actually like really good. I distinctly remember seeing him in things and think like, you're like, oh, okay, this is like a legit actor who does well. I don't know whether he was acting poorly on purpose.
It's script and direction that affects acting so much more than you'd think.
I know, but just like there were just so many decisions.
I know. I think he was having fun with it.
I assume.
Like, he knew what he was doing.
But and he was doing it. He carried this movie.
Genuinely, like, I laughed out loud the most with this dude just because of his choices.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Rain is asleep. She wakes up, gets out of bed. She sleeps in her heels.
And her
full leather outfit.
Yeah, I feel like in the game, her titties were out a lot, and so Uwe Boll was like, gotta be true to the game, right? I don't know. But if you ever really need to show someone an example of the male gaze in directing, it's this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Her cleavage is in all of the shots, even if that's a sacrifice of her head. They make
that
part of her head is cut off just so you can get the titties.
Speaking of which, after she wakes up, she's gonna go ahead and head to a massage parlor.
They're both naked.
They are both naked. She hears some sounds of distress from another room. It sounds like one of the other ladies there is screaming, so she goes to rescue her and finds that...
This is like a brothel, by the way. This is not like a massage place.
Yeah, she's receiving a massage at a brothel.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she rescues the prostitute from... a Nazi guy who is just kind of beating her, I guess.
Yeah.
And she beats up the Nazi real good.
Not, though.
She grabs his nuts twice, so that's...
She does.
So that's real good.
So bad.
As a reward, one of the... one of the other ladies in the brothel, they do the sex thing.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. That happens.
Mm-hmm.
There's a creeper outside the door listening, and we weren't entirely sure why. She just kind of listened and smiled.
They weren't even making sounds yet.
They weren't. No. Not that they're going to much anyway, but...
Oh, no. Rain gives us her really good... Yeah. Right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna...
That's good.
Oh. Anywho, the creeper is apparently a spy, so she goes straight to Nazi headquarters and is like, I demand to speak to the commandant. We get a very weird dialogue exchange here as the doctor's like, I decide who goes to the commandant, and she's like...
Yeah, the commandant hasn't, like, woken up yet, by the way. They're like, he's definitely going to be a vampire, but he's not awake yet, so...
So he's like, I decide, tell me. And she's like, nah, I'm good. So she goes to leave, and he's like, then I will shoot you in the head. And then she's like, she turns around, and he's like, perhaps you do have more value than I gave you credit.
So
like,
weird.
He goes real quick from murder to buttering her up.
Yeah, like, are you threatening her, or are you trying to, like, flatter her? I'm so confused.
Yeah, meanwhile, Rain's still getting done. We flash back.
John, we did not need to go back.
They went back.
We already explained
this scene. It flashed back to the scene 3 times.
Of course it did, John. Of course it did.
Anywho.
It wasn't the most offensive sex scene between two women. I'll say that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't find it offensive at all.
Oh, John. I'm just saying there have been scenes that I have seen that I'm like, that's not how that works. But she's just getting some cunnilingus, you know. It's makes sense. Anywho.
Anywho.
Back with the doctor.
So the spy is now giving her report to the commandant, who has agreed to see her. He's happy and decides to bite her.
Yeah, this movie keeps doing this thing where people get bitten and they're, quote, drained of blood within seconds.
Yes.
And I'm not even, like, 5 seconds would be fair, I think.
And then they pull away, and the amount of blood on the victim and the biter is just like a trickle down there.
Mm-hmm. But they've been totally drained. They have no more blood left.
Yeah,
there's a lot of blood in that human body. I don't know, you.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's now a vampire. The commandant decides he's going to go hunt Rain using this new information now that he knows exactly where she is. He goes, there's a brief kind of fight, but she just kind of runs away. But she does get shot first, and the doctor runs up and collects some of her blood.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back to the person that they just turned into a vampire. And the doctor kind of wants to experiment on her because it seems like, we didn't mention this before, but blood, or like Rain, is kind of a day-walking vampire. The sun doesn't seem to hurt her. She doesn't necessarily seem affected by things that affect a lot of vampires. And the commandant doesn't have the same level, but, like, you know, he was wearing like a hood to go out in the sun and was fine. And holy water hurts him, but it doesn't, as the doctor described, crinkle his hand
like paper.
Yeah. So he wants to do some experiments on this new vampire to see if, you know, he can build a perfect vampire. But before he can get around to it, she offers him sex, and he's like, hell yeah. And just,
let me open up your cage, because she's in a cage this whole time.
Opens up her cage, walks inside the cage, closes the door behind him, you know, for privacy. And unsurprisingly, immediately gets attacked by the hungry vampire who he hasn't fed.
He's like, you don't want to do this, and then throws holy water on her, and then stakes her.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
It is. Yeah, he does manage to kill her, though. So Rain decides, you know what? I'm going to go in there and I'm just going to fucking kill them. Fucking Nazi assholes. I'm going to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel's like, no. You can't just run in there all half-cocked like this. This is a Nazi base. All right.
You know, now that I've seen the whole movie, I think she could have just walked in there and killed the dude.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I'm going to come back to this point a little bit later. He's like, no, you can't run in. This is a Nazi base. Let's be more... You know, let's think about this.
Uh-huh. Sure, Nathaniel.
So they have one of their resistance people, Magda, who's also kind of a codebreaker, lure two Nazis to a bar. She kills one of them, and then they are going to torture the other one for information, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Before they torture anyone for information, Nathaniel's like, okay, Blood Rain, you can go. So she just goes and
storms
the base
idea.
By herself anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. I think
A lot was cut, it seems. On her way away from there, she gets jumped by what appeared to be two vampires.
Oh my God,
for no fucking
about this
reason.
Scene.
Because it lasted 2 seconds. She's walking down the street. Two vampires attack her. She cuts them with their sword. Doesn't stake them. Doesn't cut their heads off. Just kind of like slashes them and keeps walking. This is never addressed again.
No, and they just fall. I don't know.
I'm very confused.
So confused.
Speaking of scenes that were cut, This one should have been one of them.
Yeah, I agree. But I think maybe one of the vampires was like Yue Bull's nephew.
That makes sense.
Gotta keep this one in here.
She apparently has gone back home at this point, and she's in her hideout.
Yeah, wherever
and she's
that
sleeping, and she has a
in
nightmare.
In her full leather outfit again, with her titties out.
Yep, and her heels on. She's having a nightmare that Hitler is attacking her, and he is a vampire. And then he bites her, and then the dream ends, and she wakes up and screams
literally
for a long time.
Screams like twice. It was very like Twilight energy, like New Moon, if you've ever seen that one. After Edward leaves Bella.
Meanwhile, the commandant is visiting his lieutenant, and keep in mind his lieutenant, when he brought the commandant to the doctor, was like, oh, something weird's going on, and the doctor suggested vampires, and he seemed very confused, like, I don't know what a vampire is, I don't know what you're talking about, what? Now the commandant visits his lieutenant, commandant being a vampire, and he kind of walks in, and the lieutenant's like, what, don't I have to invite you in? Like, what? How did you learn this vampire rule that's apparently not even a rule of vampires in the universe that you're in?
Well, I mean, that's really common vampire lore and has been for a long time.
But he's never heard of vampires.
I don't remember that aspect of him not hearing of vampires,
yeah.
To be honest.
It's like very early when he first met the professor.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Well, but apparently he knows all about them, but not these ones.
It made me laugh because the commandant was like, that's not how this works. And I'm like, how the fuck do you know how this works? You've been a vampire for like a day, but okay.
Yeah, you've been a vampire as long as this guy's known about vampires.
I like the idea that he didn't know if that's how it worked. And he's like, I'm just going to walk in and see what happens. And then just acted like that's he knew it was going to work out.
The whole time. Yeah. So he's come here because this lieutenant's apparently a very good tracker. So he figures if I turn this tracker into a vampire, maybe he's a bloodhound now?
Okay, so this immediately followed a scene where after Rain's like weird Hitler vampire nightmare, Nathaniel sneaks up on her or something, and she freaks out and she's like, how did you find me? Or did you follow me? Or something like that. Do you remember exactly what she said?
Yeah. I think it was, how did you find me?
How did you find me? Or did you follow me? I don't know. And he was like, oh, I'd have to be a bloodhound to find you. And that's it? And then I think they had what Yue Bull thought was flirty dialogue after that. But at no point did they explain how the fuck Nathaniel knew where she was. And then, of course, we follow up by this guy who then sniffs Rain's blood and, like, shudders and, like, I died. I can't believe that they knew that this power was going to translate over to him.
God. So that might as well be something that happens. So, like we mentioned, a few people from the Resistance show up at Blood Rain's, hideout, followed immediately by the tracker, who attacks them and goes down like such a chump, but not before spilling all the beans about the big Nazi plan and about what they're doing to Magda. And
it didn't take him long. I don't think he wanted to be a vampire, so.
No, and yeah. She killed him immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. But they did capture Magda,
oh,
apparently.
No. Except they didn't. They're about to capture Magda after they go to save Magda.
Yeah.
Magda's just hanging out in the bar still. She's, like, having a good time.
She's chilling. Just living her best life.
Yeah.
But since she's their code breaker, she knows all sorts of information about, Allied troop movements and all this, and which I also found interesting because they were like, we've captured Magda. And the Resistance guy's like, what? No, she knows all of the Allied troop movements and she knows full names and designations and all the secrets, which, I mean, thanks for telling him. They maybe right? didn't know all that. But
she could have just been like a chick. Like, I gotta say, in like the 1940s, they would not assume that a woman would have all of that information.
Right.
Oh god, yeah, that is funny. Like, do you anything else you want to tell this guy, this fucking Nazi vampire, you dumb bitch?
So they go, they rush back to rescue Magda, but they're not very good at it, so they don't. And now she actually gets captured.
Yeah. And like Rain's gonna chase after them, and then she's like, "Fall back," because there's like 8 Nazis that come after her. Again, from what we see of Rain at other various points, she could easily slice through all of these human soldiers. But she doesn't. She runs away so they can capture Magda.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense. Yeah.
So then Commandant has Magda tied up and he decides to turn her into a vampire too. So they go to rescue her again, and it starts with maybe the best scene in cinema to date.
I almost rewound it. Like, it was so close.
We get some close-up shots of some Nazi soldiers. One's
just a lot of dead bodies. Oh, okay. Well, there were like
one's
kind of
like
too.
Peeing. One's mm-hmm. smoking a cigarette. He's smoking a cigarette next to what looks to be like a ladder or like something like that.
Yeah,
maybe next to scaffolding. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then she.
Rain has this whole monologue, another really boring one.
Oh, very edgelord monologue.
Oh my god, it was really about how, like, we're all dark creatures of the night, bringing torment everywhere. So wicked. That was basically it.
And then she pops up.
Pops down.
Pops down.
Into frame.
She's, like, hanging on the ladder from her legs, and she, like, pops down behind one of these Nazis and is like, I am the hunter.
But she said it in her like voice, like, I am a hunter.
I am the hunter.
And I said something when we were watching it, but she looked a lot like a kid like hanging down on the monkey bars or
Mommy,
something.
Mommy, look at me.
Yeah. Like, it was not intimidating the way her hair flopped down. Also, was her hat still on? I don't think so. But then she had her hat when she came up afterwards. Oh my god. If you're gonna watch any scene in this movie, make it this one. I don't know how you're gonna find it, but it's so good.
You'll know. So they try to rescue her again, but she's been turned into a vampire now, so instead they murder her real quick.
They, like, she was turned into a vampire and then just left there. Like, he left her tied up.
Yeah.
Afterwards.
So
makes
no
sense.
They come to rescue her, and she's tied up, and she's like, I'm stronger now. Stronger than you could imagine. And she's like, She's just like tied up by ropes.
On, like,
she can't even break her way out of the fucking rope.
On like a piece of wood, I think, yeah. In the ceiling. Like, it's
not impressed, God. Lady.
No.
But they offer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get attacked by more Nazi vampires. It seems the Commandant has started turning a bunch of his soldiers, so they get attacked. Luckily, Nathaniel shoots a bunch of holes in the ceiling of the building they're in, which lets the sunlight in, and they all die. But then the Commandant shows up.
Oh, no.
And stabs Blood Rain right in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then captures Nathaniel.
Kills everyone else, though.
Kills everyone else.
I don't know why he keeps
Nathaniel. This will be one of many times where everyone in the Resistance dies.
There's apparently still some left.
Now the Blood Rain's captured. The Doctor has her suspended upside down.
Again, we get to see her upside down again.
Yep. He's draining her from several points in her body. I don't know whether this is like a Blood Rain power, but she's generating blood faster than he can drain it.
But she still looks like she's, I don't know, like she's all like paler than normal and not looking very good. So I'm confused about that. She also threatens him in her dull voice, which is really funny. Like, I'm going to have so much joy killing you or something like that.
Which
I'm
going to
take great pleasure in killing you.
Real misdirect, because she doesn't even get to kill him.
No. God, the lack of any emotion in everything she does. It's rough.
Yeah, it's not great. And you mentioned her being pale here. She will alternate between being vampire pale and being just regular person tan throughout the movie.
I'll let that slide. His lighting is weird. You just never know.
I will not let it slide.
Okay.
This is where I put my foot down.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
This is the one thing wrong
with
this
movie.
So the Commandant shows up and he feeds on Rain.
On her armpit.
On her armpit. You know, like you do. You just got to get a big bite of armpit.
He's really into it. Her blood. Her blood's super good. It's like Sookie in True Blood.
Makes him feel real strong. So.
This is never explained either. Maybe it is in the past movies. I don't know.
Yeah, but her blood's good blood. Mm-hmm. So they decide they are going to take her and Nathaniel to go meet Hitler. So they put them in a transport truck and start driving away.
A little caravan, of course.
A little caravan.
They're left alone.
They're left alone in the back of a transport truck, and they decide...
Not tied up.
They're not tied. They're just chilling. And this is the best time, they think, to just fucking do it. Just, like, go to town on each other, you know?
Okay, so he's sitting down on, like, the bench in the back of this truck, and she's laying down next to him. He starts it out by fondling her while she's unconscious. Not a great start movie. Sure. And then she wakes up and, like, starts choking him immediately, and then she's like, oh, no, it's you. So then they bang. This movie's an hour and 19 minutes long. There are two sex scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember after the first sex scene, too, you mentioned something about, like, not being able to see her boobs or anything.
I said maybe we'll get more boobies.
Oh, maybe we'll get more boobs, and I assured you
we were
100% going to see more boobs, and sure enough,
yeah,
more boobs. Mm-hmm. The Resistance is waiting along the road, and they decide they're going to free them by blowing up one of the trucks. Big fight breaks out.
Luckily, they are done fucking, and they've gotten dressed yet.
Yeah, they're fully clothed and good to go.
Could you imagine? The Resistance is so nervous. A bunch of them have died, and they're like, our last hope. We have, like, two bundles of dynamite. We're going to do our best to save them. And they blow the truck up, and they tumble out naked and having sex. I would just leave them to die. I'd be so mad.
That'd be such a good story, though.
But anyway.
Anyway.
There's a fight or something.
There's a big fight here. Again, most of the Resistance dies.
Somehow.
Again.
We don't even see them die. We just see Rain killing a bunch of Nazis easily.
There's one sniper who was introduced halfway through the movie who manages to snipe the doctor. And he goes down like... He was waiting for his death scene all movie.
Oh, he milked that last cry and fall. It was like a joke scene of like someone doing a bad death scene. It was exactly that. It was so good.
Unfortunately for them, the Commandant has a vial of Rain's blood. He drinks it and he gets these thick veins on his face and he says, I feel stronger than I've ever felt before. I am death incarnate. I am your reckoning.
And his voice echoes as he does
this. He's got like a weird double echo voice. Clear final boss time. It's looking like it's gonna be a pretty good fight. Oops, Rain pushed him over and then smashed his head with a fucking rock.
She kicked him in the butt, I think, and he went rah! Like immediately after his long speech, and then he died, which was very funny.
It was crazy. I've never seen that much buildup for that little payoff in my life.
The last week, step up, honey. Remember that last dance? All this buildup for his last dance.
It's close.
It is close.
It's close.
This is definitely more of a disappointment.
And this is the highest rate.
Still like 3 stars under. No, actually, this is like not that much lower than the last Step Up movie we just watched, which is very insulting to that Step Up movie. Although this made me laugh more, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the fool then? Now we get a fireworks montage.
Very weird.
For some reason.
Just this old
just
footage.
This black and white fireworks. And then it flashes back to the Nazi camp where the doctor was originally stationed. And a truck pulls in and the door opens and, it's not prisoners. It's Rain and another group of resistance fighters.
Yeah, they got
fighters.
Some more, I guess.
And she says, Guten Tag, motherfuckers. And then the movie ends.
A couple things. I can't believe this is the highest rated one. I'm so excited for Blood Rain 2 next week. I also write vampire fiction. And it's very painful to sit through this. And to sit through the character of Rain, who has so much potential. I mean, just in general, part of the reason I had started writing a novel that I wrote back when I was like 16 years old is I was really tired of the male characters being vampires and like the female characters being like dainty little humans, you know? Mm. And I was like, let's flip that shit. And Blood Rain, like it's kind of doing that, but it's so bad. This is just like, Rain is an example of like what men think that women want in a quote strong female character. These like kind of lifeless, I guess trying to be cruel fighters. That's not what we mean. She doesn't have like any personality.
What?
I'm sorry. It is very reminiscent of Underworld to me, but Underworld is way more fun and just better in every way imaginable.
Yes.
But it definitely has like those vibes, like Kate Beckinsale's character. I can't remember her name, but she kind of has like a similar, like kind of lifeless, but there's like a reason to the way she is, you know what I mean? I feel like you understand why she's kind of cold and emotionless. But Rain is just not a good actor. The actress is super weird. I just, like, I can't wrap my head around this movie.
How dare you? Would a not good actress then go on to land a role in the Dead or Alive movie?
Another UA Bowl film, or?
Probably, because it's a video game film. I just assume all video game films are.
It's either they're good or they're made by UA Bowl. Yeah, I don't know. How you feeling?
So I just want to say real quick, I love how Nathaniel really cautioned her against attacking that Nazi base at the beginning, which was a way smaller base than the one that they end up attacking at the end, with just like, yeah, we'll just go in there and we'll just fucking pop out of a truck and fucking fight.
It looks like where they go to the end is maybe a concentration camp. I think so, but I'm not sure. Whereas like what she originally wanted to attack was like an office. It looked like just kind of like an office base for them. She easily could have gone in there and killed that dude. Like, oh, yeah. Easily. It's not even up for debate. I don't know. It was so terrible. It did make me laugh a lot. I wish I was drunker.
I also love, like, I get that everything sounds kind of cooler when you splash in a little bit of, like, German at the beginning. But I do love that she ends the movie by just saying, "Good day, motherfucker."
I wish she would have said it with that exact inflection. So UA Bowl is German, which I didn't know until I was looking him up for this. I get the temptation of putting... I mean, there's just a temptation of reversing history in some way, of wanting to, like, go back and, like, fight these piece of shit assholes, you know what I mean, and give them what they deserve. I get that. It's just not done well here. Yeah, anyway, that was the best Blood Rain film.
that's the peak.
I'm worried that this is probably the highest rated one because there are some moments of like that are really funny, and that Blood Rain 2
seems self-aware.
Yeah. Or even if they're not, it's still funny, so who cares? I'm a little worried Blood Rain 2 is just going to be like so boring.
Well, we'll get to see our good old friend Nathaniel slash whatever his name is in the second movie.
This is apparently Blood Rain 2 is about Billy the Kid. It's like a Western. But she's still in, like, on the outfit on the cover, she's still in, like, a Hot Topic leather corset, so I'm really excited about this.
I mean, when you lock in an aesthetic, you gotta own that shit for decades.
I know. Hey, any other final thoughts on Blood Rain, the Third Reich?
Not really. How would you rate Blood Rain, the Third Reich?
I'd give it 8 titties.
Okay, 8 is a Very specific number.
I feel like that's maybe the amount of titties that we've seen. I'm not sure. Don't try to count. It's fine. I'll also give it that doctor. What a fascinating specimen. Really good. Really enjoyed everything he had to offer. I'm going to subtract Nathaniel because he just yelled a lot. I didn't really understand his deal. I'm also going to take out Rain. Didn't like her. I didn't understand.
And this would have been a very different movie.
I wanted I want to write that character now because, like, she's the kind of character you know I enjoy writing, and it's just done so terribly. She has no personality. So I'm gonna subtract Rain's whole deal.
Well, without Blood Rain, this movie is just called The Third Reich, and that's awkward.
I didn't say I'm taking out Blood Rain. I'm taking out Rain, so it's okay. Blood.
Blood.
I don't know if I want to add or subtract anything else. I'm just confused. I will add that scene where she lowers herself like she's on the monkey bars while talking about being the hunter, because that was really funny.
Very good. Very good.
Like genuine laughter came out of my body. And that's my rating. What would you rate it?
I would rate Blood Rain, mm-hmm. The Third Reich, mm-hmm. One pair of
titties.
Pajama heels.
Oh pajama. She's got like onesie pajamas with heels. They're made of leather.
I would add, I guess I'd subtract one supreme anticlimax. I will add,
unlike Nathaniel's,
pew pew.
Gross.
I would add in probably 10 to 20 stuntmen just like really
trying their best
here.
He did a good job.
Doing their best to throw their bodies as hard as possible whenever any vague motion goes in their direction to make it look like something is happening on screen. Salute. And I guess I would also subtract one like prostitute vampire who I really thought was going to end up being kind of a final confrontation, and was very disappointed she
died,
kind of went out like a chump.
Yeah, basically anyone who got turned into a vampire died almost immediately afterwards, except for the antagonist. Didn't make a lot of sense.
It didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. Well, that was the highest rated Blood Rain. Thank you for listening, and I hope you join us next week when we get to talk about Blood Rain 2. Not going to see the first one, and I'm probably never going to see the first one.
Does the second one have a subtitle?
I think it's something generic like Deliverance or
something. Oh, it is
like
Deliverance,
that.
Actually.
Oh, God, how do I remember that?
Blood Rain 2, Deliverance.
How fun.
Tombstone Edition.
It's like all of the Resident Evil. It's like all of the Resident Evil movies, how they have like a really generic title afterwards.
Well, until next time, watch the best.
And save the rest for us.
I am the hunter.
I am the hunter. Fucking Nazis.
Guten Tag, motherfuckers.